Gem City Sports Network presents Central State Marauder Basketball. Today's game is being brought to you by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State, by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports and Central State Marauder athletics, right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Now, let's head courtside for all the play-by-play action of CSU basketball. Here's Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. We welcome you to the home opener for the Central State Marauders, the Lady Marauders, as they take on the Wayne State Warriors. Wayne State comes into this game with a record of 1-1-1. Central State lost a tough one the other night to Cedarville. They are 0-1. Wayne State, last year, they beat us bad, 102-51. Lola Chambers scored 11 points. Deshanti Miller grabbed 7 rebounds. And Katarina Morrow's rebounded, had 5 rebounds. Last game out, Wayne State defeated Malone 66-54. And, of course, we lost to Cedarville 84-81. The all-time series between these two schools were tied at 9 apiece. So, we'll try and break that tie this afternoon. We had a chance to talk to the head coach, Kathy Parsons, and also our feature player profile with Katarina Morrows. We'll have that for you right after this. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price. Back here on the pregame show, we're here with Coach Kathy Parsons. And Coach, tough game the other night, but yes. But you learned a lot. The kids learned a lot, didn't they?
It was a wonderful environment. It was great to be in a home away from home, 10 minutes away, and just to see the flood of support that we got from this community was incredible. I think our players are learning daily what it means to play basketball at this level, and I think that was just a tremendous experience for them. I think the biggest takeaway out of that is I had a top performer out, and she's back today. And we played them within three without her. And right. I know with her presence in the program on both sides of the ball, she's a great rebounder. She's a great defender, challenges and checks. She's going to run the floor. She's going to help us in so many ways. So, yes, it was a tremendous experience, and we fell a little short. But I don't think we failed to excite people to come back and watch us again.
Well, you had a bunch of people sitting behind you that were yelling and screaming. I don't know if you heard them or not.
Well, you know, I saw them. I saw them, so you know, once you get locked in, you don't hear as much. But at the same time, you're very appreciative. I was appreciative of Cedarville. I mean, just their band, The fact that they turned out the way they did, it was just great for women's basketball.
Right.
Now, some of the calls that I saw in the game were, to me, questionable. I think about the fact that I teach challenge and check, and Abby, who had an amazing game. Had an amazing game. She came out on a challenge, and when the young lady went up to shoot, she kicked her. So when the leg came out, that is the foot that Abby came down on. And normally that would be a foul. We know that's a foul.
Yeah.
But you got to call the kick, though. So, and that wasn't called. But, of course, we saw later after you see it on the video. And, of course, that was the other thing being there. They had the monitor that they could go back. And, of
right.
course, we don't have that set up here. But at the same time, it's like, okay, now you feel like you're at a higher level because now, like ESPN or any other network, now we're going to go back and look at what just happened. So it was good from that perspective just to have the kids have that experience as well.
Well, I'd have it, but I'm radio. Okay, Wayne State coming in. They thumped you pretty good last year.
Not bad.
Yeah, like 102-51.
Why you got to remind me of that?
It fires you up.
Is that what that does?
It fires you up.
What fires me up is the opportunity to return to that situation on our own court and to allow us to show the growth that we've had. I think everyone knows that this group is a different group now. And after 1 year, they're learning how to play this game, and they're learning all the nuances that it takes to win. I don't think we've consistently showed that we know how to win yet, but I know how to win. So it's like I've got to get them to trust me
right.
enough to help get them there, because that's my objective every play.
What do you know about Wayne State?
Of course I do my study.
Oh, of course.
Coach T had this as her scout, but of course I go back and look at the same information that she's looked at to see if there's anything she could have missed. She, of course, has done a great job. I think the one thing that I do recognize about them that they're not Cedarville, and that's a good thing because they don't shoot the ball like Cedarville does. And I felt like Cedarville got an advantage in the end that they just really stroked the ball so well. And we shot the ball well. We played well. But I think against Wayne, we're not going to see that kind of sharp shooting. So you got players there that – can shoot the ball off the bounce, can get to the basket, can draw fouls. They like to penetrate and kick. But I feel like there's less that I have to be concerned about with them. Their leading scorer is number 23, averaging 13.5, and then they have number 2 also averaging 13.5. The one player that I'm really concerned about is Maxine Moore, number 42. She's averaging 9 points, but she's a lefty, and she really goes to the boards well. And she is playing under control, but she's going hard. So anybody that's that physical concerns me.
Right.
Because now you got to match that power. I believe we can match that. So I believe it's going to be a great game. I think play-by-play is definitely going to show the final outcome. If we can put ourselves in striking this distance, we can win. Number 2, who's averaging 13.5, actually doesn't start, which is really odd because I saw her. She loves to go baseline on the left wing and finish in with her right hand, though she's left-handed. So just observing those kinds of things, those are the kinds of things we're preparing for. I do think we can be effective in our system with pressure. So we're definitely going to be looking forward to do that. But I think it's going to be a great game.
So you had a chance to talk to the girls. They had two good practices the last couple of days.
Well, remember what I tell you about my team. You know, you initially thought we were a veteran club. I'm like, man, we're not a veteran club. We're still very young. I find I'm still at the stage of really helping them to understand these levels of development as a team and how we mesh. I feel like Abby Peterson really carried us in that last game. Katarina Morose, she is making a tremendous presence at the five position for us. She actually challenged a shot in that game, and the kids still made it because she didn't challenge hard enough.
Right.
So it's like understanding those little nuances of the game. Our kids are still developing.
Right.
We're not like seniors and juniors where you already know I don't have to speak on any of these things. We don't all do it all the time. So it's just going to take more reps for them to get comfortable to understand timing. I know with Katarina, her parents are here today, so you know she's going to want to have a standout game because her parents traveled in from North Carolina.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, it's just amazing to have the number of kids that I have from all the different states and watch them develop to these wonderful players that we see emerging now.
Well, Coach, I want to wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk afterwards.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll have a big W in there.
I'm going to do my best.
I know the girls are going to do their best.
Yes. Well, you know, I think sometimes they don't know what their best is, so it's my job to keep pulling it out of them.
Well, Coach, good luck, and
thank
we'll talk
you.
Afterwards.
Appreciate you.
We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Today's player profile is being brought to you by Central State University. For God, for Central, for State. Joining us today is Katarina, or that's right.
Yeah, Katarina.
Okay. Moros?
Yes.
And Kat, you had a great game the other night against Cedarville. 12
I did.
Points, double figures. That,
mm-hmm.
that was good. And I understand your parents are in town.
They are.
You get it, give them a shout out a little bit.
So, my parents, Natasha and Igor Moros, are here with my brother, Luca. They're from Greensboro, North Carolina. Made a little trek up here to see me. So,
How long of a trip is it?
Like 6.5 hours.
Well, that's not too bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
At least they didn't come from Buffalo.
Yeah.
6 feet of snow. No, thank you. Okay, we're going to ask you some questions like we did last year, but they're different.
Okay.
I didn't want to say
same
question. Yeah, you're going to get the same answers. Okay. What is your major and how's that going right now?
I'm an exercise science major with a minor in nutrition, and it's going pretty well, you know, doing well in all my classes, so proud of myself.
Are you getting ready to move on to as a trainer? Or?
I would like to become an athletic trainer at some point.
Okay. Come back here?
Maybe. We'll see.
Go to Greensboro.
Yes, I do. I'm from Greensboro. Yeah.
There you go. When did you start playing basketball?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Honestly, it was because of my dad. He used to play basketball, and he was like, how about you just try it, like, see how it goes. So I tried it, and ever since then, I've just been playing basketball, doing my thing, so, yeah.
Now that you've been here a year, now that you play college basketball for a year, what did you take away from last year?
What I took away was, it's really, like, of course, it's a physical, you know, physical game, and but really it's a mental game as well. Like, it takes a lot of mental strength to get through, like, college sports. That's something that people sometimes don't talk about too much, and it's really important because you have to be mentally strong for this game, because if you're not, it's going to break you down eventually.
And, you know, they had this recruiting thing a couple of weeks ago. If you had a chance to talk to a recruit, what is one thing that you would tell them about Central State?
A recruit. I would tell them that if they're wanting to come to Central and play for Kathy Parson, that they should. I mean, she's a very understanding, you know, faithful woman. She always will believe in you. And as long as you're going 100%, that's all that matters. Even if you mess up, at least you went 100%. But you didn't mess up, but it's still, like, you're trying, you're giving your heart, you're giving your all, and she's willing to teach you everything and anything about the game, as long as you're willing to receive it and listen.
Last year you did a lot of traveling. What did you like most about it?
I feel like my favorite aspect would be really just being with my teammates. It was never a dull moment, honestly. It was always some laughs going around, so.
Especially after a big win, right?
Of course.
Okay. Who's the biggest personality that you've ever met?
Biggest personality. It would have to be Layla Chrisman. That girl stays laughing. Like, she's always joking around. She just has the biggest heart, biggest personality. So, I'll say that.
Okay. Who is one person that you would like to meet? What is one question that you would ask?
That's a good question.
And these don't get out to the other girls cause unless they listen to them.
That's true. Who would I like to meet? What question would I like to ask? Probably Nikola Jokic. That's my favorite player, like, in the NBA right now. I would just ask him, like, what made you want to come from, like, because he's from overseas, he's like from Serbia and stuff. Uh-huh. So I'd be like, what made you want to come over here to the NBA, and like, what was your like biggest challenge and like setback when coming here and playing? Because I know it's way different.
Oh yeah,
way different.
Okay, now that you've been here a year,
mm-hmm.
I asked you this last year, but I want to get your take on it this year.
Okay.
One word, describe the coach after you've been under her 1 year.
Okay.
Is there any different word that you would use to the coach, about the coach?
Mm.
I know I can see the wheels turning.
They are turning in my head. She's very strong-willed. You know, she's very set in her faith, and it's no changing her. Like, you have to see how you are as a person and, like, make yourself better, because I feel like a lot of us had to, like, take a step back, look at ourselves, and see what we needed to change for the better. So,
okay. Now, if you were invited to a TV show,
mm-hmm.
a sitcom or something like that,
okay.
which one would it be?
Ooh. Mm.
So I'm going to get all the girls on this.
Sitcom.
So girls, if you're listening, be prepared. I'm going to get you on some of these things. I got her already.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I'm looking like, oh, I don't know. Sitcom.
I know there's so many out there nowadays.
I know. I'm trying to think, like...
Well, back in the day when I was growing up, we only had three stations. We had 2, 7, and 22, and that was it.
A sitcom. Or like a reality TV show.
Oh, we can pass on that.
Yeah, because I can't think. Like, there's so many. I can't even...
What's your favorite one? Or do you have one?
No, not really.
Okay.
I really don't, yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite video game?
Ooh, video game. Well, I got a PlayStation, so I'll be playing, like, I used to play, like, Uncharted, so I really like that game, or, like, Tomb Raider. I like that, too.
Okay. Now, here's a good one.
Okay.
For you. Who's your favorite sports announcer?
It'd have to be you.
Well, I wasn't looking for that one, but yeah. Okay, I'll take it. I meant majors, you know.
I don't really have one.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just go with you.
Okay, all right. After you graduate from Central State,
mm-hmm.
would you like to continue to play basketball elsewhere?
I would. If I have the opportunity given to me, I really would.
Where would you like to go? I know WNBA first.
Actually, no. I would want to go overseas.
Oh, yeah?
Take it overseas and see how that, you know, goes for me.
Okay, and you've already answered who's your favorite
yes.
player, and that was the guy from Cleveland?
Denver Nuggets.
Okay, I was just testing you on that. I want to thank Kat for coming on, and we'll be back with more of the pregame show right after this. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Back here at Central State University's Beacom Lewis Gym, we're getting set for action. First home game of the year for these Lady Marauders.
They have eight sophomores. They have a ton of sophomores coming back, and they will. They have really improved since last year, and that was proof on Wednesday night over at Cedarville. So we're gonna here in about a couple seconds. We're gonna go to Justin Fry and have our national anthem and the introduction of players, introduction of the starting lineup. So the Central State has dressed 18 players. And both teams are lined up at the free throw line. And we'll have that for you here in just a second. So glad you can join us here on this Saturday afternoon. It's a gorgeous afternoon outside. Nice and toasty on the inside. So here's Justin Fry and the introduction of our national anthem.
To Pete Lewis Gymnasium for today's game, featuring the Warriors of Wayne State University and the Central State Warriors. At this time, we ask all attendants to please rise as we honor our country with a play of our national anthem.
Our national anthem. And when the band's here, they'll probably play it. And now the starting lineup for the Wayne State Lady Warriors under head coach Kerry Lohr. Got Becca Fugate. Ashley Bauer. Number 23 is Shea Tripp. We got Kate MacArthur and Maxine Moore. The starting lineup for the Wayne State Warriors. They will be dressed in black with gold numbers and green trim. And now the starting lineup for the Central State Marauders. Abby Peterson, she had 25 points against Cedarville. From Cleveland, Ohio, Lorraine Torre. Kayla Nash, who was not able to play on Wednesday, now is back. She didn't get to start. Sierra Hardy and then Katarina Morris will start for the Central State Marauders. Once again, for Wayne State, it's Fugate, Bauer, Tripp, MacArthur, and Moore. For the Marauders, it'll be Peterson, Teray, Nash, Hardy, and Morris. So sit back and enjoy today's home opener for the Central State Marauders. Here from historic Beacon Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. Morris had 12 points and 5 rebounds the other night against Cedarville. And Sierra Hardy scored 10 points and had 8 rebounds. And then, of course, Abby Peterson had 25 points. She was on fire that night. So here we go. As the Central State Marauders, we have a technical foul. Technical foul already against the Marauders. So, going to the line will be Becca Fugate. Shoot to the technical free. And it's 1-0.
Hey, ref, what's the technical on?
The LED lights in the backboard on this thing are not working.
So the LED lights are not working on the backboard to our right. So here we go. It's already 1-0. As tipping it up will be Tripp and Morrow's. So they will get those fixed before Monday. Tip is controlled by MacArthur of the Warriors. Bringing it up will be Bauer. Bauer gets it over to the far side to Fugate. Fugate to Moore. Moore over to the near side. Goes over to MacArthur. MacArthur at the free throw line. Now they send it over to the right side to Bauer. Bauer almost had a pocket pick. Now Moore has it right side of the, or left side of the key. Here's Tripp. Tripp drives, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Hardy. Hardy on the move, gets it up to Teray. Teray's going to drive the lane, puts it up. Shot was blocked and picked up by Fugate. Fugate into the front court, gets it over to MacArthur. MacArthur drives the lane and dishes off. And a whistle, and what do we have? A 3-second violation against Wayne State. So the back and forth. 9:08 to go here in quarter number one. Here's Peterson over to the right side to Teray. Teray's going to drive and stop to the free throw line. Looking for somebody to get it to. Finally gets it to Peterson. Peterson, top of the key. She'll get it to the right. Goes to the right side. Picked up by Fugate. They just down low to Morrow's. Morrow's turnaround jump shot way off the mark. Rebound comes down. It's going to go to Fugate. Fugate will bring it up for Wayne State. Fugate into the front court going left side. Now this is off to Moore. Moore fires up a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Teray of Central State. There comes Peterson. Peterson fires up a three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down to Morrow's. Morrow's kicks it back out to Peterson. Peterson stops right side. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. And picking it up is... It went off the hands of one of the Warriors, and it's going to stay with Central State. Underneath their own basket, Peterson will inbound it for Central State. They trail it 1-0 with 8:17 to go here in quarter number one. That was a technical foul because the backboard LED lights were not working as Nash tried to send it to Morrow's, but she was not ready for it. And turns the ball back over to the Warriors. Ball goes over to the far side, goes over to Fugate. Fugate to Moore, now to left side. They dish down low. Shot goes up and in by Ashley Bauer. Her first two, and it's 3-0. Wayne State. Peterson into the front court, goes left side. Now she tries to drive, ball taken away. Taken away by Tripp. Tripp up the right side, picked up by Morrow's. Now they push down low and a whistle on the foul. It looks like it's going against Loren Teray. That'll be her first. Looks like it's going to be Ciara Hardy. That'll be her first, team's first. That'll send Fugate back to the line for two. She is 1-for-1 on the day so far. 3-0 is our score. Shot goes up and through. Four to nothing in favor of Wayne State. Central State has yet to get on the board. 7:45 remaining here in the first quarter. Second shot goes up and through. She's got three, Fugate does, and it's now 5-0. Into the front court comes Peterson. One thing about this team, they know if they are down, they know they can come back. Here's Hardy, top of the key. That goes right side, kicks it down low to Nash. Nash up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Moore of Wayne State. And quickly up comes Bauer. Bauer up left side. Out to the top of the key. Now down low into the paint to Tripp. Tripp puts it up. No good. Rebound to Nash. Nash on the fly. Up the middle of the court. Goes down the right side lane. Lays it up and no good. The ball was tipped by Tripp. Here comes Bauer. Bauer puts it up and got it to go. Actually, Bauer has 4 points. It's now 7-0. There's Peterson fouled. And it's going to be the first foul on Wayne State. That's going to go against Fugate. That'll be her first, team's first. And that's going to bring in Alyssa Leister. Leister will come in, triple sit down as Abby Peterson will go to the line to shoot two. Peterson, a 100% free throw shooter. And got that one to go, rattled around and went through. So they get on the board. We're going to have some changes coming up here. And second shot goes up and through. 7-2 is our score. Now we got some changes coming in. Wholesale changes. We got Kat Jones, Lowell Chambers. 33 is Naomi Short. She was a starter the other day. Ball knocked away, picked up by Wayne State. Now Fugate will send it back over to Bauer. Bauer out near midcourt. Dish it down low, goes out of bounds. Nice job by Diamond Phillips, who knocked it out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Warriors. There's 14 seconds on the shot clock. 6:34 to go here in quarter number one. Ball comes into Fugate. Fugate goes left side. Drives on Miller, shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to Chambers. Chambers will get it out. Get it out to Short. Into the front court she comes, left side. Now backs it out. Now tries down the middle of the paint. Goes up, shot no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by MacArthur. MacArthur will bring it up for Wayne State. 6:05 to go here in this one, in this first quarter. Ball comes out to MacArthur. Out top of the key, goes over to Moore. Moore. Out, now over to MacArthur. MacArthur tries to drive and can't do it. Another dish down low. Moore. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a shot. No good by Fugate. Rebound comes down to Wayne State, and putting it up and in for a three-pointer is Bauer. She's got 7 now. 7 of the 10 points. Shorts into the front court, goes left side, now stops, breaks back out. Now drives left side lane, kicks it over to the left side to Miller. Miller's going to drive, puts it up, and no good. No foul called on that one. Here comes the Wayne State. MacArthur puts it up, no good, and a whistle and a foul. Looks like it's going against Lola Chambers. That'll be on Chambers. That'll be her first, team second. Into the game comes Michaela Cecil and also Thea Luce. Wayne State out of Detroit, Michigan. First shot goes up and in by MacArthur. That makes now 11-2. And second one, no good. Rebound to Miller. Miller will get it out to Shorts. Shorts into the front court very quickly. Picks over to the right side. There's Phillips. Phillips puts it up and can't get it to go, but she's fouled. She'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Bauer. That'll be her first, team second. So Diamond will go to the line, 4-2. 11-2 is our score. Not a big crowd because the students have gone home for the holiday. First shot goes up and through for Diamond. Diamond, that was her first made three free throw of the year. Second shot coming up, 5:01 to go here in this first quarter from Beacom Lewis Gym. Second shot, nothing but net. 11-4, 7-point lead for the Wayne State Warriors. MacArthur now gets it down to Luce. Luce puts it up off the glass and in. Luce gets her first two. That's 13-4. Shorts will back it out on the left side. Brings it back, top of the key, over to Jones on the right left side. Jones going to drive the lane, puts it up, and bounces around. No good. Rebound, Miller. Miller puts it up off the glass and in. Shante Miller muscled it in, and it's 13-6 with 4:25 to go. Luce gets it up, gets to MacArthur. MacArthur has a shot blocked by Short, picked up by Leister. Leister puts it up and in. Nice job by Naomi Short. Here's Short firing up a three. Got it! Short's coming alive here in this one. It's now 15-9, and ball goes on the floor, on the sideline by Michaela Kiesel. And timeout on the court with 3:57 to go here in the first quarter. It's Wayne State 15 and Central State 9. Back after this, you're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
And now, 15-9 is our score. Wayne State is 5 of 11 from the field. Central State just 2 of 11. Three-pointers. Central State is 1 of 2, and Wayne State is 1 of 3. So here we go. Cat Jones will get it into Shorts. She'll bring it up to the free throw line. That gets to Chambers. Chambers cross court, goes over to Diamond Phillips. Phillips going to drive, stops at the free throw line, puts it up, and no good. Rebound comes down to Shante Miller. Miller will put it back up, no good. Gets it a rebound again, puts it back up, and then count the basket and one for Shante Miller. Foul's going against Leister. So, Shante Miller will be at the line to shoot one. Try to make it a three-point game. Shot goes up and through. It's now a three-point game, 15-12. So Central State, they can be down by a lot, but they'll come back. They know they can come back. Almost a five-second violation, but Ashley Bauer gets the ball. Now they send it down to Luce. Luce underneath the basket. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. It's going to belong to Wayne State. 3:29 left here in this first half, or first quarter. Glad you can join us on this Saturday afternoon, a week before Thanksgiving. We'll be back on the air again on Monday when the California Vulcans of Pennsylvania come in. Vulcans in, gets it over to Tripp. Tripp drives, dish down to Luce. Luce up off the glass, no good. Rebound to Cat Jones. Central State has a chance to tie it up with a three. Here comes Shorts. Shorts stops. Backs it out, gets it over to Chambers. Chambers will fire. She'll fire up a three if she wants to. Here's Shorts to Chambers. Chambers loses the ball out of bounds. It got stripped out of bounds. 3:08 to go, 20 seconds on the shot clock. That would be 15 seconds on the shot clock. Shorts inbounds it to Chambers. Chambers will drive into the right side. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Fires cross over to Cat Jones. Jones fires up a shot a little too hard. Rebound comes down and picked up by Jones. But it's going to belong to the Wayne State Warriors as it went off of a Marauder. So double teamed on the far side, and a whistle and a pushing foul going against Lola Chambers. That'll be her second, team's third. 2:48 to go, a three-point lead. Ball just knocked out of bounds. Nice job by Diamond Phillips. .247 left as Katarina Morris will come in as Lola Chambers will sit down. Chambers sits down with two fouls. She's the only one in double with two fouls. Here comes Michaela Cecil. Phillips is called for the foul. That'll be her first. Team's fourth. Once again, Tripp will inbound it. Gets it in to Cecil. Cecil, double team. Now they get it across court. They get it to Bauer. Bauer into the front court. Drive, goes left side. They fire up a shot. No good. Tipped around. Picked up by Jones. Jones all the way up to Phillips, and it gets past Phillips. It goes out of bounds. Nice try, but Phillips could not catch up to it. So now we got Nash, Hardy, and Peterson coming into the game for the Marauders. So Kat Jones thought she was coming out, but she didn't. She wasn't supposed to come out. We only had four out there. Ball comes in to MacArthur. MacArthur double team. Now she gets breaks the double team. Comes over. Can't get over the line just yet, but she has plenty of time to do so. Does so, and now it goes over to Karaczynski. Moore to the left side. Over to Fugate. Fugate down. Tried to drive left side. Picks up her dribble. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Now Moore at the free throw line. Turnaround jump shot off the glass and in. So Moore gets her first two. That's now 17 to 12. Hardy into the front court. Hardy's going to drive right to the side of the lane. Picks up, gets it over to Morrows. Morrows could take a shot right there from there if she wanted to. Here's Peterson's shot a little too hard. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Fugate. Fugate gets it up to MacArthur. MacArthur fires up a three. Got it. MacArthur gives the Warriors an 8-point lead. Here's Peterson shot a little too hard. Rebound to Central State. Another shot and a traveling call going against Maxine Moore. She fell on the floor and just kind of rolled a little bit and can't do that. It's called traveling. So Central State will have it. Ball comes all the way out to Hardy. Hardy fires up a three, a little too hard. Rebound comes down to Fugate. Fugate up the left side, right side. Now gets it over to Karaczynski. Dishes down low. And a whistle and a foul going against Katarina Morris. That'll be her first, team's fifth. Twenty to 12 is our score. Going to the line is Shea Tripp. Shot, first shot, no good. Tripp on the year is a 75% free throw shooter. Misses the first one. Second one coming up and good. Tripp in the books and it's 21 to 12. Back to a 9-point lead. They got it down within four, or down within three, and they've given up six unanswered points. Hardy on the right wing. Now this is out. Here's a shot, and no good by Morrow. Picked up by Karaczynski. Over to MacArthur. MacArthur right side, under a minute to go. There comes Tripp. Tripp over to the left side to Karaczynski, looking inside. Now back out top to Moore. Fires up a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Nash. Nash will bring it up. Nash will drive left side, and she's going to be fouled. Foul's going against Tripp. That'll be her third, or her first, team's fourth. So Leister will come back in. sitting down will be Tripp. So they're going to put 24 seconds on the shot clock. 26 and a half seconds to go. Ball comes in to Nash. Nash drives the lane, puts it up, and count the bat. No, she is called for the travel. Another turnover for the Marauders with 21.1 seconds to go and a 9-point lead for Wayne State. Morrow's all over Leister. Leister gets it in to MacArthur. MacArthur will get it up to Karaczynski, sends it over to Fugate. Fugate will back it out. There's Fugate, cross court, goes over to Leister. 5 seconds, four, three. There's a shot from the side, and a three-pointer by Fugate. And that's going to do it. Your score at the end of one quarter play. It's the Wayne State Warriors 24 and the Central State Marauders 12. Back after this, you're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on Gem City Sports Network.
Now a message from Central State University football coach Kevin Porter.
Our overall vision of the program is really to try to restore the program to its original prominence. I think that we've got a great legacy to build up on, and our student athletes, the football players in particular, have a great opportunity this season and into the future to put Central State back on the map as a powerhouse football program. Great day to be a Marauder. You know.
A special wish foundation, Dayton, is the only wish-granting organization in the region granting wishes to local children who are battling for their life against a life-threatening illness. Founded in 1983, a special wish foundation has granted over 1,700 wishes. Find out more about a Special Wish Foundation and how you can help make a very special wish come true. Call 937-223-WISH or log on to aspecialwishdayton.org. A Special Wish Foundation Dayton is a recognized 501c3, and all funds raised stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. 24-12 is our score. Wayne State leading it. Percentage-wise, the Central State is shooting just 13.6% from the field to 44% for Wayne State. Ashley Bauer has 7 points for the Warriors. Central State has it. Peterson drives the lane, puts it up, and gets it to go. Abby gets her third point of the game. And it's 24-14. Central State did not have a good second quarter over at, there's a shot for three by Karaczynski. 27-14. Peterson to Hardy. Hardy drives right side. Almost loses it. Now, and a whistle and a jump ball. It's going to belong to Wayne State. Central State did not have a good second quarter against Cedarville, so let's hope they can overcome that real quick. 13% is not a good percentage in the first quarter. 27-14 is our score. Just about 9 minutes to go in this first half. Ball goes cross court to Moore. Top of the key. She'll hand off to MacArthur. MacArthur dishes down back to Moore. Moore's going to drive. Turn around jump shot. Puts it up and no good. Rebound to Katarina Morrows. She'll get it up to Peterson. Peterson up to fly up the left side. Now she's going to drive the lane. Puts it back up and no good. Rebound down to Moore. Moore will get it out to Fugate. Fugate up the right side. To Moore drives, kicks it back out. Now shot for three off the mark by MacArthur. Here comes Peterson over to the left side, to the right side, to Hardy. Hardy's going to drive, puts it up, can't get it to go, a little too hard as it went across the cylinder and off. Here comes Wayne State. Into the front court comes MacArthur, left side. It goes over to the left side. Shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Morris. Nobody around her. Now she'll hand off to Nash, and Nash will bring it up into the front court. Nash down the middle of the court. That's the free throw line. Drives left side. And a offensive foul going against Kaylin Nash. That'll be her first team's first of the quarter. Now into the game comes Taylor Thompson. Four more. Central State trailing by 13, 27-14. As we play here in the second quarter with 7:45 to go. Over to the far side goes to Fugate. Fugate looking out, outside, gets it over to Karasinski. Now to Tripp. Tripp gets it over to Thompson. Thompson drives, has a shot blocked, goes out of bounds, off of Nash. It's going to stay with the Warriors with 9 seconds on the shot clock. 7:29 left here in the first half. Ball comes into Thompson. Thompson in the paint, kicks it back out. Now they move it over to Karasinski for three. Rims out. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson picks it up. Now into the corner it goes to Fugate. Back out on top to MacArthur, or to Tripp. Now back to Fugate. Puts it up off the glass and through. Two more for Fugate. And it's 29-14. Here's Peterson directing traffic. Goes over to the left side, drives the lane, loses it, picks it back up, gets it over to Nash. Nash fires up a three, way off the mark, a little short, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to go back over to the Warriors. Shorts in and Peterson out. Chambers getting ready to come back into the game for Central State. 6:42 to go here in this first half. Ball goes over to Fugate on the right side. Looking for somebody to get it to. Now it comes out. Top gets it over to Tripp. Tripp's on the drive. Puts it up and got it to go. Tripp gets two more. She's got three. Shorts into the front court. Now it's Hardy in the corner. An offensive foul going against Katarina Morris. So Miller coming in and Nash coming out. So an offensive foul against Morris. And it's 31-14. Not what the Warriors wanted here, or what not what the Marauders wanted here in this first half. Ball goes over to the right side to Fugate. Fugate will bring it back out. Now top over to the left side to MacArthur, or to Tripp. Thompson, Fugate for three, off the mark. A nice save by Thompson. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to go back over to the Marauders with 5:52 remaining here in this first half. 31-14, Wayne State leading it. Morris will send it in to Shorts. Shorts transfer from Delaware State. Goes over to the right side. Shot goes up and no good. Rebound Miller. Miller puts it up. Can't put it up. No good. Sends it back over to Jones. Jones fires up a shot. No good. Rebound picked up by Wayne State. Here come the Warriors. Fugate up the left side. Now stops. Gets it over. There's a shot by Bauer for three. Got it. They are on fire here in the second half, the second quarter. That is 10 points for Bauer. So a 20-point lead for the Warriors, and a whistle and a foul. Foul going against Katarina Morris. That'll be her third. 5:10 left, and coming into the game will be Diamond Phillips, and also coming in for the first time is Melody Arnett. 6'6" freshman from Cincinnati Miami Valley Christian Academy. Now she's a big girl, but she can move. Here comes MacArthur. MacArthur gets it over to the left side. Gets it over to Karasinski. Now back out top to Fugate. Over to Thompson on the right top of the key. The shot, no good by MacArthur. Picked up by Phillips. Phillips on the fly. Phillips is going to drive the lane. Stop, pops, and got the glass and in. Diamond Phillips makes it 34-16. They got a lot of catching up to do, though. Into the front court comes MacArthur. MacArthur goes over to the right side, hands off to Fugate. Fugate looking inside, sends it down inside. Now here's Karaczynski firing up a three and drains it. Karaczynski gets her second three of the quarter, 37-16 with 4:15 to go in the first half. We still got a media timeout to come yet. Phillips will drive, kicks it over to the far side, knocked out of bounds. Stays with Central State. 4:07 to go. And timeout on the court with 4:07 to go here in the first half. It's Wayne State 37, Central State 16 back after this.
Enter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, Marauders find themselves down 37-16. Shooting percentage in the game for Wayne State is 43%. They are 13 of 30 from the field, 6 of 14 from three-point land. Central State is shooting a dismal 16% from the field. So Central State will have it on the far side with 4:07 to go. 37-16. So they got a lot of catching up to do. They know they can come back. They did it the other night against Central or against Cedarville. Here's Phillips coming over. Phillips knocked away. Ball picked up by Nash. Nash is going to be fouled. Foul's going against Fugate. That'll be her second. Team's first of the quarter. Now getting ready to come in is Michelle Cecil. Fugate will sit down. That's just the first foul of the quarter for Wayne State. Central State has three. Coming into the game now is Layla Chrisman, and sitting down is Kaylin Nash. Hardy fires up the shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Miller. Miller has it. In paint she goes. Thought she walked a little bit there, but she didn't. Picked up by MacArthur. MacArthur all the way down to Karaczynski. Shot goes up, no good. She's fouled from behind by Jones. Jones will pick up her first foul. Team's fourth of the quarter. So Karaczynski will go to the line to shoot two. Karaczynski does not have a percentage, and now she does. Makes the first one. She's got 7 points, 38-16 with 3:35 to go in the quarter. Getting ready to come in is Allie Shagney. Shot is no good. Picked up. Here comes Phillips into the front court. Phillips stops at the free throw line. Puts it up. Little short. Rebound comes down to Cecil. Cecil will hand off to MacArthur. MacArthur will bring it up into the front court on the left side. MacArthur. Now they get it over to Tripp. Tripp cross court to Karaczynski. Karaczynski over to MacArthur. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Thompson, drives the lane, puts it up, and rolls around and through. Thompson gets her first two of the night. 40-16. A 24-point lead for the Wayne State Warriors. Ball gets away from Phillips and is picked up by the Warriors over to Karasinski on the right side, down low. Goes to Tripp. Tripp puts it up and in. Wayne State is scoring at will right now, 42-16. There's Phillips. Back out top. Goes over to Chrisman, and a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Warriors, or with Central State. Shagney is coming into the game for the Warriors with 2:22 left in this first half. Inbounding it is Diamond Phillips, and we got a whistle, and what do we have? Whistle and a foul. Foul was on Wayne State. I didn't see who it was on. Central State will inbound it, though. Hardy. Foul went against Thompson. And the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Karasinski. And it's going to stay with Central State. So Thompson's going to pick up her first. Team's second of the quarter. I think it's their third. Ball comes in and knocked away. Picked up by Karasinski. Sends it over to Shagney, puts it up and in. 44-16. 28-point lead. Phillips stops, puts it up, no good. They cannot buy a basket right now. Into the front court comes MacArthur. MacArthur has a shot taken away, or the ball taken away by Miller. Here's Hardy, drives right side, puts it up off the glass, and finally they get a basket. So Hardy gets her first two of the night, and it's 44-18. 1:33 left in this first half from Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. As MacArthur tried to get it to Shagney, and he throws it away. Bauer back into the game for the Warriors. 1:27 left in this first half. 44-18, a 24-point lead for the Warriors. Phillips sends it back out top. Now over to Jones. Jones, top of the key, will drive, loses the ball, down low. Miller puts it up off the glass and in. Shante Miller gets her seventh point, as 44-20, a 24-point lead. Shagney gets it over to the far side, over to Cecil. Cecil back to Shagney, puts it up, and no good. She's fouled to be at the line, and Diamond Phillips is down. So timeout on the court. Foul's going against Sierra Hardy. That'll be her second, team's fifth. Diamond Phillips is down on the court on all fours. Naomi Shorts will come in for. So, 54.4 seconds to go here in this first half. As Diamond is not putting a lot of weight on that right leg, and they can ill afford to lose her right now. She's in a little bit of pain, too. So they will assess the injury and go from there. Shagney at the line, shooting two, makes the first one. Gets her third point. Shagney on the year. That's her first bucket. And then she makes her second one. It's now 46-20. 50 seconds to go. Shorts. Gets it to Miller. Top of the key. Now over to Shorts once again. They need to shoot some threes to get back in this thing. Shorts goes left side now. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Shot from free throw line. No good. Rebound comes down to Cecil. 30 seconds to go. Over to the right side. It goes to Karasinski. Now top to Shagney. Shagney will hand off to Cecil. Cecil, or Bauer. Bauer bring it out near midcourt. Picked up by Hardy. Now over to the far side. Goes over to Cecil. Fires up a three and got it. Cecil's first three of the night, and it's now a 29-point lead at the half. Ball goes down low to Miller. Miller puts it up off the glass. Got it to go at the buzzer. So Miller gets her ninth point of the night, and at halftime score, Central State trails it 49-22. So we'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, your halftime score, Central State trailing at 49-22. Here are the stats in the first half. Alyssa Leister has 2 points. Rebecca Fugate has 8. Taylor Thompson has 2. Ashley Bauer has 7. Michaela Cecil has 5. Allie Shagney has 2. Thea Luce has 3. Shea Tripp has 14. Kate MacArthur has 18. Sophia Karasinski has 14, and Maxine Moore has 9. For the Central State Marauders, Wrong column. Leister has 2 points. Fugate, 8. Thompson has 2. Bauer has 7. Michaela Cecil, 5. Allie Shagney has 2. Thea Luce has 2. Shea Tripp has 5. Kate MacArthur has 7. Sophia Karasinski has 7. And Maxie Moore has 2 for a total of 49. They are 17 to 34 for 50% from the field, 7 to 15 for 46.7% from 3-point range, and 8 of 11 from the free throw line. For the Central State Marauders, not all that good. Abby Peterson, just 4 points. Diamond Phillips has 4 points. Sierra Hardy has 2 points. Deshante Miller leads everybody with 9 points. And Naomi Shorts has 3 for a total of 22. They are 8 of 38 for 21.1% from the field, 1 of 5 for 20% from the 3-point range, but they are 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Rebounds, 25 rebounds for Central State, 24 for the Warriors. Turnovers, that's the story right there. 10 for the Marauders, 5 for Wayne State. So we're going to take another break. Be back with more after this.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age?
or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do. Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness, your goal is our goal.
And now a message from head football coach Kevin Porter.
We are all Centralia. Innovation is in our DNA. Enhance program pride. Honor our history. Support Marauder football. Great day to be a Marauder.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, 49-22 is our score. Central State trailing. Some other scores in Division One. Can't seem to find the Division Two scores, but Division One, Tennessee all over Rutgers in the fourth quarter, 92-47. Jacksonville leads Florida International 36-31. Northeastern over New Hampshire 40-22. This is women's basketball. Eastern Michigan leads Florida A&M 40-25. Michigan State leads Central Michigan 40-34. Mount St. Mary's leads Navy 23-21. Cornell over Bucknell at halftime 25-22. Also at the half, New Jersey Institute of Technology leads Central Connecticut 32-27. Central Arkansas and Louisiana Monroe tied at 28 at the half. Second quarter, Xavier leads Old Dominion 33-23. Halftime, Bradley over McNeese 36-30. Omaha leads Peru State College 49-35. That's your women's scores up to date. Now for the men, Western Carolina is leading Lamar in overtime 95-89. Niagara, they got out of Dodge in a hurry. They went down to Stetson in Florida 57-56 in the second half. Now, if you've been watching the Weather Channel or been watching the weather at all, they up there in Buffalo, they had in Orchard Park 6 feet of snow. A friend of mine lives up there in Buffalo, and he had at his house 2 feet. That's way too much for me. Niagara 57, Stetson 56 in the second half. Dayton leads Robert Morris 30-21 at the half. Maryland over St. Louis, 51-27 at the half. Ohio State football's over there at Maryland today, too. NC State leads Elon 37-27. And that's all the men's scores as of right now. Now to college football. Navy leads UCF 17-14 in the fourth quarter. Virginia Tech and Liberty are tied at the half, 17 apiece. Those two scores aren't far apart. Michigan State leads Indiana 24-7. Michigan over Illinois, 7-3 at the half. Let's go Illini. Baylor leads, or Baylor and TCU tied at 14 in the third quarter. This is college football. Alabama in the third quarter leading Austin Peay 17-0. Florida State all over Louisiana at the half, 35-3. Mississippi State leads East Tennessee 41-0 in the third quarter. Texas A&M leads UMass 10-3 in the third quarter. Vanderbilt leads Florida 14-12. Army over UConn 13-10. Nebraska leads Wisconsin 7-0 in the third quarter. Northwestern trailing Purdue 20-3 in the third. Pitt over Duke 20-14 at halftime. Texas San Antonio leads Rice 21-0 at the in the second quarter. That's all your scores for college football in Division One. So we're going to take another break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A special
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGQ-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, 49-22 is our score as we get set for quarter number three here at Beacom Lewis Gym. Coming up on Monday, the Vulcans of California, PA will be here. 5:30 tip off. That's for you right here on GCSN Radio 1 and also on the CSU streaming channel. Wayne State will have the ball to start the second half, and bringing it up will be Bowers. Bowers gets it over to Moore. Moore will look inside. Now sends it back out to Bowers on the left side. Now down low goes to Moore in the paint. Kicks it over to Tripp. Tripp drives. Now to Moore from the left side. Little short. Rebound comes down. Kicked around. Picked up by the Warriors. Here's Moore. Moore drives baseline. Puts it up. Shot blocked from behind by Nash, but she's going to be called for the foul. And that'll be her first foul of the... That'll be the first foul of the quarter for Kaylin Nash. Kaylin will pick up her second foul. That will send Maxine Moore to the line to shoot two here in this third quarter. Moore on the year is a 100% free throw shooter, and she continues to be that way. She makes it now 50-22, a 27-point lead, or 28-point lead. Here's a second of two. Shot goes up and through. So she's perfect on the season. 51-22, a 29-point lead for Wayne State. Into the front court comes Peterson. Peterson had 25. She tried to get it to Chambers. Chambers couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of play. 9:20 left here in this third quarter. All the way up comes to Fugate. Fugate puts it up and off the glass. No good. Rebound Moore in the paint. Sends it over to Tripp. Puts it up and in. Shea Tripp gets two more. And it's 53-22, a 31-point lead. Peterson gets it over to the far side, or to the near side, to Correa, puts it up, can't get it to go. They cannot find a shot. They cannot buy a shot right now. Shot by Tripp, no good. Rebound comes down to Chambers. She'll hand off to Peterson as she brings it into the front court. Peterson very quiet here in this game. Ball goes down low to Nash. Nash puts it up. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Picked around. Picked up by Bauer. Bauer will get it back from Moore, and she'll bring it across the timeline over to the left side. Now to Moore on the right in front of us. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Chambers. Chambers. Two on two. Chambers stops at the free throw line. Now dishes down to Nash. Nash puts it up off the glass and in. Kaylin Nash gets her first 2 points of the season. And it's 53-24. Here's Tripp over to the left side. Gets it over to MacArthur. MacArthur looking inside. Now gets it over to Moore. Moore dishes down low to Tripp underneath the basket. She puts it up and in. Tripp has two more. She got 9 points on the night. 55-24. 7:49 to go here in this third quarter. Not a good day for the Marauders. It's Peterson. Peterson dishes down low to Nash. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Moore. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Chambers of Central State. Chambers drives. Puts it up off the glass. Wait a minute. Now it's an offensive foul against Lola Chambers. Don't know about that one. Coming into the game, though, is Deshante Miller with Nash sitting down. 55-24 with 7.5 to go here in this third quarter. Into the front court comes Bauer. Sends it over to Moore. Moore out top to Fugate, top of the key. Now over to the right side. Goes over to Tripp. Tripp loses it, picks it back up. Dish it down low. Shot goes up and in by Bauer. Bauer has two more. She's got 12 points. 57-24 is our score. 7:05 to go. Shot got by Peterson. Finally goes in. She finally gets a point. She's got 6 points on the night compared to 25 she had the other night against Cedarville. She can fire up a three and get relaxed at the three-point range. We can get back in this thing. But right now, it's not happening. Ball goes down low. Taken away by Teray. Teray up the right side. Teray drives, stops, dishes down low, shot blocked, picked up by Peterson, got it to go. Abby now has 4 points in this half, 8 points overall, 57-28. Ball was knocked away, but the foul is going to be called on. Foul's going against Abby Peterson. That'll be her first, team's third of the quarter. Arnett coming in for the Marauders. Sitting down will be Chambers. 6:18 left here in this third quarter. 57-28 is our score. A 29-point lead for the Warriors. Here's a shot from the right side by Tripp. She gets it to fall. She's got two more. She's got six in this half. And 11 on the game. Peterson goes right side. She needs to get hot. Shot goes up, no good. Tipped around and picked up by Peterson. Turn around, jump shot, little short. Rebound comes down to Tripp. Tripp will hold on to it. Now sends it over to Bauer. Bauer will bring it up into the front court with 5:50 to go. Now over to Fugate. Out top to Tripp. Over to the left side to Leister. Leister down low. And driving the lane is Tripp. She gets two more. 61-28. Teray over to the left side. Teray drives the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Fugate of Wayne State. Fugate down to Leister, puts it up and in, and everything that they're putting up goes in. 63-28. It was 49-22 at the half. 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Peterson goes over to the left side. Now, if it were Wednesday night, she was firing up threes from all over the place. Shot goes up off the glass and in. That's what we need for Abby. She needs to get going like that. Maybe twos. Thompson, nice save. Puts it up. Shot blocked by the big girl, Arnett. Here comes Hardy. Hardy's going to drive behind the back, dribble, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Central State. Timeout called on the court. Your score, Wayne State 63, Central State 30. Back after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page,
Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation Dayton is the only wish-granting organization in the region granting wishes to local children who are battling for their life against a life-threatening illness. Founded in 1983, a Special Wish Foundation has granted over 1,700 wishes. Find out more about a Special Wish Foundation and how you can help make a very special wish come true. Call 937-223-WISH or log on to aspecialwishdayton.org. A Special Wish Foundation Dayton is a recognized 501c3, and all funds raised stay within the local community to support the children.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, not a good day for the Lady Marauders. They trail it 63-30 here in the third quarter. Wayne State is shooting 52.3%. The Marauders just they're shooting 60% here in the third quarter. Central State is just shooting 36%, 24 on the game. So the Marauders will inbound it underneath their own basket. Abby Peterson will inbound it. Graduate of Catholic Central. Send in to Torre. Over to Cardi for three. A little too hard. Rebound tipped around and out of bounds. Goes off of Peterson. And it didn't look like it to me. It looked like I may be a homer, but it looked like it went off of Fugate. But here we go. Fugate has it on the right side. Top of the key, sends it over to Leister. Leister looking inside. She'll hand off to Tripp. Tripp has the hot hand. Down to Leister. Puts it up off the glass and through. Leister, two more. She's got six, four in this third quarter. 65-30, a 35-point lead for Central State or for Wayne State. Peterson drives right side. Dish down low to Miller. Puts it up. Capped the basket in one for DeShante Miller. She's got 11, trying to go for 12. Into the game comes Hillary Griffin. Foul's going against Thompson. That'll be her second. Team's first of the quarter, and Miller will go to the line for the and one. Shot goes up, and no good off the back of the rim, and a whistle and a foul going against Arnett. Arnett's going to be called for her first foul as a collegiate out of Miami Valley Christian Academy in Cincinnati. Inbounding it will be. Wait a minute. They did not call that against Arnett. They called that against Thompson. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Tripp. Thompson picked up her third foul. Here's Griffin. Griffin just downloaded. Thompson off her knee and... Oh, they say it went off of Arnett. 3:29 left. Thompson out, and Karasinski coming back in. And bounding it will be Bauer on the underneath their own basket. Ball comes in to Tripp. Tripp double team. Now they get it back out. Here's Leister for three off the side of the rim and picked up by Bauer. Up top goes to Tripp, down low to Leister in the paint, puts it up off the glass and through. 67-32, back to a 35-point lead. Peterson will bring it up with 3:05 to go here in this third quarter. Peterson's going to drive, dish it down low to Miller, puts it up a little too hard, rebound tipped around, picked up by the Warriors. Then they lose the ball, picked up by the Marauders, and they throw it away. So another turnover for the Marauders. Teray out. And Caitlin Nash back in. That ain't Nash. I'm sorry. Here we go as Karasinski has it on the right left side out top to his Tripp. Tripp over to the left side, drives the lane, puts it up off and no good. Rebound picked up by Peterson. Peterson up the right side. Will try and drive the lane. Stops. Puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down and out of bounds. It's going to stay with Central State. Coming into the game will be Thea Luce. 67-35 with 2:11 to go here in this third quarter. Central State trailing by 35. Ball comes in to Hardy. Hardy stops. Dish down low to the big girl. And a whistle and a foul going against, looks like it's Karasinski. Nope, it's not Karasinski. It's going to be loose. That'll be her first. Team second of the half. Third of the quarter. Ball comes in to Hardy. Hardy puts it up, and no good. Rebound comes down. That's just out of the reach of Arnett, but picked up by Leister of Wayne State. Ball goes into the corner. Down low. Shot goes up. No good. Nice block. Another block by Arnett. Ball comes back out to Bauer. Bauer to Karasinski. Picked up by Arnett. Now here's Griffin. Drives, no good. Rebound comes down. Ball taken away by Kat Jones. Jones into the front court. Jones drives. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. Right there's Arnett. She gets her first 2 points of her collegiate career. 67-34, and that brought the bench up. 6'6". Melody Arnett gets her first 2 points as a collegiate here at Central State. Shot goes up, no good by Luce, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going against Kat Jones. That'll be her second. Team's fourth of the quarter. With 1:06 to go here in this first half, or third quarter. Luce at the line, shooting two. Makes the first of two. They just cannot miss right now. 68-34. Luce getting a second shot. Goes up and way off the mark. Didn't hit anything, so they're going to... So that'll bring in Michaela Cecil. 68-34 is our score. A 34-point lead. They've doubled up the score on Central State. They did that last year up at Wayne State. They won 102-51. Good shot for three. Goes up and in by Abby Peterson. She's got 9 points here in this quarter. 13 overall. Ball knocked away by Peterson, out of bounds. It's going to stay with Wayne State with 21 seconds on the shot clock, 40.9 seconds on the play clock, on the shot clock. I'm still thinking football. Karasinski will inbound it. Finally gets it in to Cecil. Cecil coming over to the right side. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Just down low. Shot goes up and in by Luce. Luce gets two more. She's got five. 70-37. 25 seconds left. There's Peterson. Peterson goes right side. Peterson's going to drive the lane. Kicks it back out to Hardy. Hardy fires up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Arnett. Up off the glass, no good. Rebound Arnett once again. And this time she loses it. Has it knocked away. Picked up by Griffin. Griffin up 2-on-1. Sends it over. And Cecil went up, and so did Peterson. And Peterson was all over her back. With 3.6 seconds left, Peterson picks up her second foul. She was hanging on all over her like a cheap suit. So here comes. Shot goes up and through by Cecil. That is her fourth point. Here's the second shot coming up. Second shot goes up and bounces around and through. She's got five and it's 72-37. Shot goes up and no good by Peterson, and that's going to do it here in the third quarter. Your score, Wayne State 72 and Central State 37. We'll be back with more after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
72-37 as we go to quarter number four. In that third quarter, Central State just shot 30% to 52% for the Warriors. Central State has it as Diamond Phillips back on the court, which is a good sign. Here's a shot by Phillips. Bounces around, no good. Picked up by Luce of Wayne State. And she'll hand off to Cecil, and she'll bring it up. Picked up by Diamond Phillips. She went out, and Diamond went out, and she was not walking too well. She did not put a lot of pressure on her leg, but she's fine now. Here's Cecil. Kicks it back out. Over to the shot goes up. No good by Karasinski. The rebound comes down to Miller. She tried to get it to Phillips and is taken away. Now, Lucy's pass is taken away by Phillips. Phillips at the free throw line. Puts it up way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Karasinski. Or no, to, I'm sorry, Shagney. Over to the left side. Shagney for three. Off the mark. Rebound comes down. Battle around. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central State. One thing about this Central State team, they have not quit. Even though they are down 72-37, they have not quit. And they won't. Into the front court comes Phillips. Phillips looking inside, goes right side. Stops, drives the lane, puts it up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound Morrows, puts it up, can't get it to go. Another one up by Morrows, got it to go. Katarina gets her first two of the night. And it's 72-39. 8:28 remaining in this one. Cecil drives, kicks it into the corner. Gets it over to Griffin, now on top of the key. It goes over to the left side to Shagney. Shot goes up and in and out, no good. Rebound batted out of bounds by Jones. It's going to stay with the Warriors underneath their own basket. 72-39 is our score. 8:15 remaining here in the quarter. And we're going to take a timeout too. A 30-second timeout back after this.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
.72-39 here in this third or fourth quarter. Central State's got the only 2 points here in this quarter, but overall, Shea Tripp leads the Wayne State with 13 points. Abby Peterson has 13 for Central State, and Miller has 11 for Central State. They're the only three players in double figures. But Central State just shooting a 24% from the field, compared to 48% for the Warriors. You can't beat that. I mean, it's very hard to beat a team shooting that 24% better. So Wayne State will have it underneath their own basket. Karasinski will inbound it for Wayne State out of Detroit, Michigan. Ball comes in and almost taken away, but picked up by Cecil. Ball goes over to left side to Karasinski. Cares. Now she'll send it out to Cecil. Looking inside, Cecil going to hand off to Griffin. Now over to Luce. Luce back over to Shagney. Shot goes up. Blocked by Morrows. And it's going to belong to the Warriors with just 2 seconds on the shot clock. Karasinski will inbound it underneath her own basket. They got to get it up and got to get it in and get it up. Shot no good and out of the shot clock violation as Griffin tried to put up a Hail Mary and it didn't work. So here comes Shorts. Gets over. Shot by Lewis, her first time in. Miller right there for the putback and gets it to go. Deshaunte Miller gets two more. And it's 72-41. Here's Shagney. Gets it over to the far side. Shot for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Warriors. Maxine Moore back into the game for the Warriors, and sitting down will be Karasinski. Inbounding it will be Allie Shagney. Shagney gets it in. Gets it in to Cecil. Cecil being hounded there by Shorts. Now Shagney firing up a three. No good. Rebound tipped around and grabbed up by Miller. She'll get it up to Jones. Jones on the fly up the middle of the court. Now goes left side of the lane. Drives over to Morrows. Morrows from the free throw line. Puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. And picked up by Wayne State. All the way up comes Luce. Tried to get it to Cecil. Can't get it to go. Or can't get it up there in time. If she couldn't run underneath it. And it's a turnover for the Warriors. Shorts will bring it up for Central State. Trailing by 31. Morrows puts it up off the glass and gets it to go. Katarina has her fourth point. She had 12 against Cedarville. Mom and dad in town here for this weekend. Ball goes out top. It goes over to Tripp. Tripp looking inside. Down low to Moore. Moore puts it up off the glass. Count the basket and one. Foul's going against Katarina Morrows, so that'll be her fourth. So Moore will get the and one as Arnett coming back into the game for Morrows. Moore has 6 points, trying to go for seven, and 74-43. That shot goes up and good. Here come the Marauders. Shorts, left side, kicks it back out to Lewis. Lewis looking inside. Now goes over to the right side. Now kicks it over to Miller. Miller will drive the lane. Back out to Lewis. Lewis pump fakes. Now drives the right side. This is down low. Ball goes out of bounds. No, saved by the Warriors. As Hillary Griffin kept it from going out of bounds. Now Cecil will bring it up for Wayne State. The Marauders will get back at it again on Monday with California, the Vulcans of California, PA. Tripp back out top. They move over to Cecil on the left side. Now down low to Tripp. Tripp turns around, puts it up and in with 5 seconds to go. She has got 15 points. Right there is Miller. Miller puts it up and in. Deshaunte gets two more. Cecil all the way down low. Moore underneath. All alone. Shot goes up and in. And foul's going against Melody Arnett. Her second. Her first, I mean. That'll be their team's first. And Moore will go to the line to shoot the and one. She's got 9 points, trying to go for 10. Shot goes up and through. 80-45. Ball goes over to Lewis in the corner. Lewis looking for somebody to get it to. Now brings it back out. Goes off her foot and saves it from going over to the line, over the line. Now to Arnett. Arnett over to Miller. Miller on the right side. Miller's going to drive. Stops, kicks it over to Shorts, firing up a three. Got it! Melody Shorts gets her first points of the night, and it's 80 to 48, a 32-point lead. Ball knocked away, picked up by Shagney as Wayne State controls it with 4:44 to go. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Miller. Miller out to Shorts. Shorts over to the right side of Lewis. Lewis can't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. And that's going to be a timeout on the court with 4:34 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's the Wayne State Warriors 80 and the Central State Marauders 48. Back after this.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
80-48 is our score as we play here in the fourth quarter. 4:34 left. Central State just cannot buy a basket. And even if they have a credit card in hand, they cannot buy a basket. 4:34, here come the Warriors. They have the ball, leading it by 32. Karaczynski now sends it over to Tripp. Tripp to Shagney. Shagney's going to drive and drive. Shot goes up and in. Layla Turner in for the not first time. So Shagney gets her. Shante Miller gets 2 points for the Marauders. Eighty-two to 50. Jump ball, and it's going to stay with the Warriors. So Layla Turner in for the first time, and here comes Beijing Zimmerman in for the first time this year. As is, Leister's coming in for Wayne State. So some of the reserves getting to play here tonight. Leister will inbound it. Ball comes in to Cecil. Cecil looking inside, being hounded there by Beijing. Now to Leister in the corner, cross court. Gets it over to Shagney. Shagney drives, puts it up and through. Like I said, everything that they are putting up seems to be going through. 84-50. Zimmerman at the free throw line, drives right side. Now stops. Looking down to Arnett, ball knocked away, picked up by Shagney. Shagney will hold on to it, lets everybody go through. 3:22 left in this one. Wayne State will improve to 2-1. Central State will fall to 0-2 and then face the California PA Vulcans on Monday at 5:30 right here at Beacom Lewis. Jim, come on out if you got time. And there's a lot of holiday shopping going on about that time. Ball goes off the foot of Moore, and it's going to belong to the Marauders. Coming in for is Nadia McCowan for the first time. Sitting down is Keontae Lewis. Also coming in for the first time is Destiny Hawkins. So I think she's got everybody in against Corey, except Coriana Archer. Here comes Zimmerman. Tried to get it to Arnett. Couldn't get it to go. Picked up by Moore. 84-50 is our score with 2:48 remaining in the contest. Here comes Cecil. Out top to Moore. Over to the left side to Karasinski. Now to Leister. Leister into the corner to Cecil. Cecil tries to drive. Leister open underneath. Got it to go with 6 seconds to go. And the on the shot clock. 86-50 is our score. Zimmerman out top of the key, goes over to the right side, drives the lane, puts it up, shot blocked by Moore, picked up by Cecil. Now they get it over to Karasinski. Karasinski tiptoes the line. Cecil over to Leister. Leister puts up a three, got it to go.
Hey girls, the official score is down there, not me.
89-50 is our score with 1:53 to go. Ball coming cross, picked off by Leister. Timeout called by the Wayne State, and they're just going to get some people in. We're going to have Thompson, Griffin, and Bauer back into the game for Wayne State. So, not a good day for the Marauders. Bauer will bring it across with 1:43 left. Bauer goes to the near side, gets it over to Shagney. Shagney looking inside. Now up top to Griffin. Griffin over to Thompson now. Thompson back over to Bauer. Bauer down low. Thompson, she's not going to go anywhere with Arnett around there. Shot for three. Got it to go. Is Bauer. 92-50 with 1:15 to go. Here comes Turner. Turner out. Right side of the key. Left side. There's Arnett. Rebound. Puts it up off the glass and gets it to go. Arnett gets her fourth point of the game. Less than a minute to go. A 40-point lead. Ball comes out to Thompson. Thompson back over to Griffin. Griffin downloaded. Thompson. Thompson puts it up off the glass and in. So they didn't stop the clock. It's first game here, so it's understandable. 94-52 is our score. As coming into the game will be Layla Chrisman. Timeout on the court by the Central State Marauders, as they just wanted Layla to get in. So Central State will have the ball underneath the basket of and now Coriana Archer's in for the final 39 seconds. Ball goes out of play, and it's going to stay with Central State. With 37 seconds left, 94-52. So Central State's going to fall to 0-2 on the year and try to rebound, try to get their act together before Monday. Down low. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Archer. Or by Griffin. Or take it back, Bauer. Bauer has it out near midcourt. 2 seconds on the between play clock or shot clock and the game clock. Shagney gets it to go. 10 seconds to go. 96-52, and that's going to be your final score unless Central State scores is a shot for three. Got it! That is Nadia McCowan. So McCowan gets three, and that's going to do it. Your final score, the Marauders lose it 96-55. And I don't know if Coach is going to come over here or not after this. We'll see what she's going to do. I don't think she's going to come out here. I don't think so, not after a beating like that. So, The final score, 96-55, back after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, our final score, Wayne State 96, and Central State has 55. Here are the totals. Points for Wayne State. We're waiting on Coach if he's, I don't know if she's coming out or not, but anyway, Alyssa Leister had 13 points. Rebecca Fugate had 8. Taylor Thompson had 4. Ashley Bauer had 12. Michaela Cecil had 7. Allie Chagney had 8. Thea Luce had 5. Shay Tripp had 15 to lead the Warriors. Kate MacArthur had 7. Sophia Karasinski had 7. And Maxine Moore had 10. The only one that didn't score was Hillary Griffin. She didn't take it. She was 0 for 2 from the field. So they were, for the game, 36 of 69 for 52%, 9 of 23 from 3-point range for 39%, and 78% from the free throw line, 15 of 19. For the Marauders, Abby Peterson had 13 points. She didn't, DeShante Miller had 17 to lead the Marauders. Diamond Phillips had 4. Kayla Nash had 2. Nadia McCowan had 3 right there at the end of the game. C.L. Hardy had 2. DeShante Miller, 17. Melody Arnett got her first 4 points as a collegiate, and she had 6 rebounds and 2 blocks. Naomi Shorts had 6 points, and Katarina Moros had 4 points. But she had a little trouble with foul trouble. She had 4 fouls. So, percentage-wise, the Marauders were 23 of 78 for 29.5%, 4 of 13 from three-point range, and that was 30%, 5 of 6 from the free-throw line. So it wasn't a good day for the Central State Marauders, and we're going to take a timeout. Be back with the final thoughts right after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGQ-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Not a good day for the Lady Marauders. They lose it 96-55. They will fall to 0-2 on the year. And they will have to regroup, get ready for, they'll get ready for the Vulcans of California from Pennsylvania. And that will be Monday at 5:30. Have it for you right here on Radio 1.gemcsports.com and also on our CSU streaming channel on MarauderSports.com. So I don't think the coach is coming out. So that's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you Monday at 5:30. About 5:15. So talk to you then. This is Doug Brown saying so long from Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. We'll talk to you Monday. We'll talk to you Monday. See you then.
You've been listening to Central State Athletics. Today's game has been brought to you by Central State University. For God, for Central, for State. By Profile and Performance Products. By G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg, Centerville Road in Centerville. By Don Brown Sports Apparel. A big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air. Any season, anytime, McAfee. By the USO. By Profiler Inc. By Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, Southwest Ohio. And by the Gem City Sports Network. Your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for the play-by-play action of Central State Athletics right here on the Gem City Sports Network.